Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, on the line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvat. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Quinton, welcome. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. I'll just ask you right off the bat. Give me your thoughts on the Packers-Niners Sunday at 5:20.
I have gone over so many games, okay, guys? I've handicapped a trillion games at this point. I even bet on Marshall and Appalachian State yesterday, which somehow covered. I do not have a read on this game. I don't know what to believe. I love the 49ers, okay? I love the 49ers, but also I'm like, Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, they have to get on the same page. They have to start clicking at some point. One thing that does concern me, though, is that defense for the Packers is probably the worst defense that I've seen in football this year. Like, their DBs are so susceptible to getting beat. Even Detroit, like, if it doesn't rain in Lambeau, like, I'm pretty sure Jared Goff might win that game, or at least have that game closer than, you know, the result leads it to believe or led it to be. So I'm not sure. Right now I'm kind of leaning the Packers to cover 3.5 right now. I still think the 49ers can win that game. I think the defense is more stout. I think they just have a track record so far of being a better team, and they don't have as many holes to fill on the fly as the Packers do, but it's just a lean. I'm leaning the Packers to cover 3.5. Maybe a play to make things fun for myself is taking the over. I would love to see more points. I would love to see a lot of offense. I like to see Jimmy G get some things going and rolling, and him versus Aaron Rodgers, who Aaron Rodgers wanted to be in San Francisco, like this, and he's from the area. This might be one of those sticky games to both the Packers and San Fran, but right now the lean is the Packers to cover and the over.
Q, the side I'm looking at, the spread has moved to 3, so it looks like the money clearly coming in on the Green Bay side. The over-under of 50 is a tough number to get to. Sometimes I like to just keep it simple, and to me, the Packers' offensive line injuries combined with a pretty fresh and deep D-line for the Niners, wouldn't that be a good counteracting of Aaron Rodgers being the difference maker?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong in that assessment at all. I think the biggest thing is just that the Packers being such a wild card because of the fact of the track record that they do have. They've been such a team that's been solid in years past. They haven't had all these issues. And defensively, they have a huge hole in that defensive line. You're looking for guys like Preston Smith, who used to be a Washington football team member, trying to make up for some big-time losses. That has to move the needle somehow. But, yes, I do agree with how you view it and why people should probably be backing the San Francisco 49ers in this matchup.
Q, I like you, and I like you so much, I'm begging you not to place that wager on Green Bay. My prediction was 42-17 Niners, and you're right. That Monday night game, it startled me. How the hell are you down to the Lions at halftime? Okay, you got right in the second half. At home, they got major issues. This Niners D-line is ferocious. And even with their injuries to the defensive backfield and their running back situation, it looks like Trey Sermon might be available. Q, this is going to be a Niner blowout for their home fans. E-40 in the house. You take the -3, and if I lose, don't remind me I told you to switch it, okay?
You guys didn't tell me E-40 was there. That changes everything.
He's in every game, Q. Yeah, he's in every game, Q. Little Wayne will be in the house.
That's a little bit going on.
Hey, Quinton, how'd you do last week?
Last week I did pretty good. One of my outrights hit. I took, I think I believe that was Dallas on the money line against The Chargers. That was a huge sweat as well, so I'm feeling good about that. I think I had some other NFL action. I think it was, the New England Patriots against Zach Wilson, a rookie quarterback. That was one of the locks that I gave out that I did not worry about at all. I got some picks that I feel really confident about this week. If you guys want to take me dogs or some moneyline plays, I got you covered.
I'm virtually an employee of the SPCA. I love dogs, Quentin.
Okay, so number one, starting this Sunday, I have Atlanta on the money line plus 135 against the Giants. Now, here's the thing: the Giants are not a good team. I know they had a good showing out against the Washington football team, but if you look at the trends, Daniel Jones and that team, they only play good against the Washington football team. Like, that's just a thing for Daniel Jones. For some reason, they should have won that game. The Phantom offsides, whatever. The Atlanta Falcons have not been great, but one thing that I will say is that I trust Matt Ryan more than I do Daniel Jones. That offense started to get together and started to hit on all cylinders a little bit in the second half of last week's contest. So I believe going forward here that they should be able to go to New York and win at 1 p.m. Another lock that I have this week is Tennessee to cover 5 against the Indianapolis Colts. I think right now at BetMGM that number's probably moved to 5.5 after all the news is going on. Poor Carson Wentz. I have never seen anybody sprain both ankles. I mean, I didn't even know that was possible unless you jump off of a roof or something. So he sprained both ankles. The Titans, after a big win on the road against Seattle, they're going to look to keep momentum rolling. We still haven't seen this final form of the Titans team, especially that offense that's supposed to be so dynamic and high powered. I think they roll against the Colts. They always play the Colts well. So those are my two plays right now. And then if you guys like any type of college football, I've been on the heater in college football. I'm taking Charlotte tonight against Middle Tennessee State. Don't ask why. Just know that Charlotte's a better team. Middle Tennessee State is probably one of the worst teams in college football, regardless of level. D1, D2, D3, JUCO, ankle biters, flag football, they suck. They're only 3-point favorites. They're 3-point dogs tonight. Charlotte's going to roll at 6:30. And then Liberty 6.5 against Syracuse. Syracuse is a basketball school. There'll be 12 fans there, and they'll all be related to the players. There's going to be parents out there. There's no home field advantage. Liberty is actually a really good football team. They should win by at least 21 points here. 6.5 is such a small line. I take Liberty 6.5 tonight at 8 p.m.
I like that, Q. What we are on, Guru and I do a podcast, Liquidate All Assets. You can catch it Wednesdays at 2:15 live or at 957thegame.com. I like Oregon given the 28.5. Arizona is terrible. And the other one is Iowa State against a paper tiger in Baylor. Baylor's undefeated, but they haven't played anybody. I like Iowa State given the 7 and a 12:30 kick tomorrow.
I love that. Oregon is on fire. We all thought that Oregon was going to be good, but we didn't think they were going to be like maybe in the conversation for the national championship this year. They are starting to roll. I think they're ahead of schedule right now. They're a powerhouse. I mean, looking to go 3-0 this season. They have this opener against the Wildcats. 28.5 points is the line right now. Do not care. I think Oregon is going to stomp the yard in that one. So I love that play.
Q, I'm going to give you one because you and my boy have given me one. It's Dallas Monday night. Things have changed. Yeah. And Philly showed me offensively, when you get gifts, they can't take advantage of it. And that was last week against San Francisco. Things have changed in Dallas on both sides of the ball. I think they blow the Eagles out. So take the Cowboys again so you can win you some chicken.
I love that. And it's funny because I'm a Washington football team fan, and I just can't stop betting Dallas. Like, they keep getting injuries. They guys going on the COVID list, and I'm like, man, this is my rival. But if they keep winning me money, I'm a fan now. So I will take Dallas against the Eagles. Even though I like Jalen Hurts, I think he's promising. But what San Fran did to him in the second half of that last game on the road should be criminal. Like, they should be locked up for that because that was a beautiful performance. I just can't say enough about it. So, yes, I will be on all of you guys' picks. So we're going to be very rich the next time we talk to each other, next Friday?
There you go.
Nice. Where's that Charlotte-Middle Tennessee game? You better hope that's in Charlotte because
when teams come to –
okay, I was going to say because when teams come to Murfreesboro, the Raiders are tough in that venue. So I was going to challenge you on the Middle Tennessee State University Raiders.
As Charlotte. Okay. I don't even know why I'm betting on this game. It's probably because we have a show tonight from 7 to 11 p.m. and I have nothing better to do. So
use my answer, Q, because it's on.
Because it's on. I like football. If you're a fan of football, I don't care what kind of football it is. I'll turn it on.
I hear you, man. Hey, Quentin, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, fellas. Have a great show.
All right, that was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Quentin Mayo. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more. analysis, just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. Quentin Mayo.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.